Here's a poet with lively eyes, ears, and imagination. She can be wild without losing control, tender without ever waxing sentimental. That quote was poet and teacher X.J. Kennedy referring to my poet of choice today, Alice Fryman, widely published recipient of many honors. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. The Black Tupelo, Burnham Forest, and Arboretum. Behind the veil of branches that swirl to the ground, the naked trunk of the dance, Nissus sylvatica, named for the nymphs who nursed Dionysus after he was twice born and for whom he's named. And maybe in Nyssa, loveliest of valleys, beyond the known world, they dance to distract a tantrum or hush a whimper, indulging his whim to swipe at the ribbons flying from their shoulders in a vertigo of laughter, for he was God. The Latin name is all that's left of that old story. But when I part the falling fountain of these branches, I enter as through a beaded curtain the room of the forbidden, the sacred cave of air that trembles around nakedness and the wineglass of the body caught in a gesture of profound grace. Here is the holy place of childhood, here under the hair of trees. You remember, the neighbor boy, the lovely giggles, you. Visiting Robinson. Since the time change, each day seems chopped off, smashed like the edge of a Greek plate, and I'm tempted to say darkness really is gobbling up the sun, not slowly but in big chomps, gulping it down. It is the time of the beast, reenactment of an ancient war. The hunter rules the skies. He's turned loose his dogs, their eyes hard and glittering. Ferns pale to the colour of celery, brown out from the bottom, shrivel and give up, disappear. Only the beach keeps up appearances, gold medals and all. Today I visited the house of the poet, stood where he stood, sat where he sat. Saw the same tree the same way out the lead-paned window, ran my hand over the plaque, wishing for a something and anything behind the familiar words, "I shall know more when I am dead." I always loved that man's brass, the moody brightness thumbtacked like an engraved shield to a darkening sky. How he wore it, old sot, old soldier, in the meaningless wars. The Colour of Ineffable. Yesterday on my walk, a Polyphemus moth, dead, all colour drained but for the great dark eyes on her wings. How could I not bring her home? She was bleached perfection, the colour of faded silk or a brittle papyrus on which were written the now unreadable inks and the cocoon's mystery. The expert says she died of starvation, having used up all the fat from her salad days. But he can't explain her lack of colour, or why she appeared in the one spot between sunshine and shade where I'd be sure to find her. I keep her on the corner of my desk, marvel at her 6-inch spread, the night-flying veins bursting like moon rays from the centre post of her body. A wonder, a week's worth of wonder. For 7 days is all she had. So says Professor Moth, and he must know. But I like to think when her allotted time was up, she, in her hour of certitude, put aside all purples and gold, all buzz of sequin and flutter and whim, and like a queen facing the wall of inevitable, laid the white flag of herself down naked, elect, the devil's parchment, the angel's chalk. The professor says impossible. But what does he know about epic queens or poets in white? And what could he understand about women and starve? You've heard Alice Fryman's poems today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.